With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer William Burroughs has signed with Viking Penguin to produce 7 books over 5 years, and the first of those books is called Queer. It's a fragment of a novel that Burroughs wrote in 1951 but never published. Queer was written after the publication of Burroughs' first book, Junkie. The protagonist of Junkie returns in Queer to tell of his withdrawal from heroin addiction and his sexual obsession with another man. In the introduction to Queer, Burroughs says that he would never have been a writer had it not been for the death of his wife, Joan. She was killed in Mexico City when Burroughs drunkenly tried to shoot an apple from her head and instead fired a bullet into her brain. In addition to Queer, Burroughs' novel Junkie has been reissued in paperback by Penguin, which bills it as the first complete and unexpurgated edition. Burroughs says the changes in Junkie are minor.
Very small changes, about 20 of them. There was one chapter that they didn't put in the original edition, not because there was anything scandalous in it, because there was nothing about junk in it. It arouses expectations in the reader that will certainly be disappointed because the changes are very, very small.
William Burroughs is one of the remaining members of the group of writers known as the Beats. He now lives in Lawrence, Kansas, but is a frequent visitor to his old haunts on Manhattan's Lower East Side, where he stays in what was once a YMCA, a loft-like collection of rooms Burroughs calls the Bunker. Burroughs is a former morphine addict who says dope enhances his creative process.
Sparkle picks up. Say I'm writing a dough article, and maybe I take a few hits, and there's suddenly a sparkle that wasn't there before.
William Burroughs, his latest book is one he wrote in 1951 and never published until now, Queer, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.